We're now down to one of the most awaited parts of the conference, the OSM Awards. We've received several nominations for each of the categories, and it's now time to award our winners. If our winners happen to be here, please come up to the stage and receive your award. Otherwise, a representative is welcome to receive the award in their place. Is everyone ready? Is everyone ready? All right, let's get started. To present the winner for the Core Systems Award, may I call on Friedrich Ramm from OSM Germany.
All right. So, how do I know who actually won the award? The Core Systems Award honors outstanding contribution to any of the core systems that everyone uses in contributing to OpenStreetMap, be that an editor or the OSM website or anything. The nominations that we had are Anton Korev for the develop for his contributions to the website, Christian Quest for Panoramax, Paul Norman for the vector tiles that we now have on the OSM website, and Jake Lowe for modernizing Awesome Char. And I will now open this thing. I don't have to open it. It says Christian Quest. Christian, you're not here. But I congratulate you to receiving this Core Systems Award. You have championed the Panoramax distributed system for street level photography, which makes us independent from commercial offerings. It's a great thing. You're already running that in France, and we are hoping to see that rolled out to the rest of the world soon. So congratulations, Christian. And I think there's going to be a prize, but he's not here, so.
Is there anyone in the audience who can receive the award on behalf of Christian?
Her photo.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Congratulations to our winner for the Core Systems Award. Next up, to present the winner for the Innovation Award, may I call on Martin Reifer from the State of the Map Working Group.
Hi. So for the Innovation Award, which is about the best new service or approach for new tools for contributing data, image recognition, trace or OSM data analytics, for new mapping approaches or new perspective on old tools, we have nominees. Roman Dave for the Better OSM Org user script that adds dozens of highly useful features to the OpenStreetMap website. Next, we have Brandon Liu for his tireless work on protomaps and PM tiles, now a fully open source project that makes it trivial and cheap to host map tiles. Then we have Eric Price for using OpenStreetMap in his visual performances, including a map animation on a skyscraper. And last, we have Daniel Shep for creating Overpass Ultra, the next iteration of the MapQuery tool, faster and with more features. Now, the winner is Roman Dave.
No representative as well? No one? All right. Thank you once again, and congratulations to Roman Dave. Next up, we have the Influential Writing Award, and to present the winner for this, may I call on Anissa Cucci from OSM Italy.
Hi, everyone. I'm really happy to be giving this award, Influential Writing Award, for the best tutorial, documentation, blog, or a blog post, a text of series of texts, that attracted many new people to OpenStreetMap, provided an interesting outlook on the project, or inspired the community to do better things. Our nominees for this award are Pablo Sanxiao and Iria Iglesias. Woohoo! For writing a children's book about OpenStreetMap and making it open for downloading and translating. The next nominee is B Unicycling for writing, yay! They all deserve the applause, so thank you so much. B Unicycling for writing dozens of insightful illustrated posts on mapping and publishing a YouTube tutorial series about mapping heritage in Ireland. Raquel Desiderio, for keeping a dual language blog announcing important events and explaining mapping topics. And the last nominee is Brazil Singh, who you also heard from since he was at the panel before, for his extensive and informative article, What is OpenStreetMap and Why Should Everyone in Bangladesh Use It? So, drum roll. Drum roll again. The award goes to B Unicycling. Do we have someone that can give the award? Can take it on their behalf? Well, I'll keep it then.
All right, thank you and congratulations once again. Next up, we have the Greatness in Mapping Award. And to present the winner for this award, may I call on Taichi Furuhashi from OSM Japan.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Okay. This one. Hi. Thank you. So I have to explain about the Greatness in Mapping Award. Okay. So this award is for significant contribution to the map data or exemplary mapping, micro mapping, cleanup, mapping town from scratch, and proper import. So. And nominator is Phoebe Adams for her incredible dedication to mapping solar panels around the world and keeping buildings and tags in New Zealand in order. And second nominator is Juan Jose Iglesias Gonzalez. Okay. The leader mapper in Bolivia and one of the most prolific mappers worldwide. Okay. Third nominator is Samuel Darkwa Manu. So, for details mapping of Kumasi and Ashanti region in Ghana. Okay. And last nominator is River Bend Narik for mapping Africa virtually every day since 2018. Congratulations and winner is Reba Pendanik. Congratulations. No, okay, no, okay.
Yeah, again, congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations. Next up, we have the Expanding the Community Award to be presented by Faye and Val from OSM Philippines. Hello, everyone. Yay. Okay, so I'm happy to present the Expanding the Community Award. So this award is given for efforts in expanding the community, not only geographically, but also in diversity into humanitarian sector or government. So we have a very strong set of nominees for this year. And the nominees are Marco Minhini, yes, for his contribution to building and sustaining a global academic network around Open Seat Map. Next is Sawan Shariar, for introducing many Youth Mappers chapters across Bangladesh and advocating OSM to students in South Asian region. Next, Jani Flor Oranio, for being a driving force in growing the OSM community in the Philippines, particularly in Southern Leyte. And last but not the least, Mika Tamura, for his tireless work to establish new OSM communities and nurture existing ones across the Asia-Pacific region. Okay, are you ready? The winner for the Expanding the Community Award is Jani Flor Oranio. Congratulations! We have the final two awards. Next up is the Team Achievement Award to be presented by Subhash Dula from OSM India.
So thank you everyone and good evening. So I'm very honored to present the Team Achievement Award, and this award is presented for outstanding achievement in mapping and providing data or bringing the open street community together. And this is awarded to commercial companies, nonprofits, government organizations, and volunteer groups. And the nominees are UP Resilience Institute Youth Mappers. Yeah, the home team.
Yeah.
For working with many communities and companies in Philippines, and Hygit for developing innovative tools and analysis methods, including open route service, awesome dashboard, MapsVibe, and SketchMap tools. And OSM LATAM community, for synthetic approach to building the community, including hosting state of the map conferences, mapathons, and natathons, and Grab Maps. Grab Maps for developing the lightweight Carta Cam 2 camera, specially designed for mapping for OpenStreetMaps. And the winner is OSM LATAM community.
We don't have the official amazing members of the OSM LATAM community here, so I'm accepting on their behalf and I'll make sure they receive.
Congratulations to our winners so far. We have one last award. And finally, for the Ulf Muller Memorial Award, may we call on Danny Walter Stoffer Jimenez from the OSM Foundation Board to present the award.
Okay, so this is the Ulf Miller Memorial Award. The last category that we came up with is from 2012. That was the year that Ulf Muller was killed. He was a former member of the board of directors of the OpenStreetMap Foundation. He joined OpenStreetMap in 2007 when there was a handful of members. So 2007, we're in 2025. Ulf was a mapper known for his smile and his helpful demeanor. In 2009, he was elected to the OSMF board member, as a board member, and he's known by his work on the licensing working group. To celebrate his memory, we decided to hold the Ulf Muller Memorial Award each year. The award is intended to recognize an individual each year who improves OSM through good mapping, benefit to the community, and other improvements to the OpenStreetMap project. So our nominees are Sawan Shariar for his work with OpenStreetMap Bangladesh and youth mappers and being the key activist in the South Asian region. Our next nominee is Tom Hughes for being a reliable and competent developer and system administrator for the OpenStreetMap infrastructure from the very beginning. Our third nominee is Jeffrey Caterega for being on top of everything in Africa, growing the community over more than a decade. And our fourth nominee is Maggie Colley for her commitment to teaching OSM, for leading OpenStreetMap US, and organizing multiple events in the United States. And drum roll. Our winner is Tom Hughes. Would anyone be able to take this on his behalf? Well, congratulations, Tom, if you're watching.
Congratulations once again to our attendees. Let's give them all a round of applause.